Imagine it. You're lying down in a beautiful, lush, green pasture. Beside a quiet, soothing stream, not a care in the world. You're feeling refreshed and restored. Protected. Guided. Consoled and even loved. Yes, there are shadows. There is darkness. But never so oppressing that it's to be feared, because God is with you here. He has been, He is, and He will be yet again. I pray this meditation from Isaiah chapter 26 will help you remember that whether your life feels peaceful or chaotic in the moments before you settled here, you can be kept in perfect peace when you trust in your Heavenly Father. This time and place are set apart by God as a holy moment for you to fix your gaze on Him and His peace. So to begin your time of meditation, settle into where you are at this moment. Begin to let your eyes close as you notice your breathing. And start to become mindful of the grace and favor of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit present in and around you. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from Philippians chapter 4. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, keep me in perfect peace. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. The peace of God, the peace which reassures the heart, that peace will transcend all understanding. And Heavenly Father, keep me in that perfect peace. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, that peace will stand guard over your heart. So Heavenly Father, keep me in that perfect peace. And the peace of God, which reassures the heart and transcends all understanding, will stand guard over your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. It is yours. And Heavenly Father, keep me in perfect peace. Your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is to help you know the perfect peace of God. So choose now to spend a few moments centering on this peaceful sanctuary embraced in His arms. Center deeper now on your awareness of God, Son, and Holy Spirit, but now through your breathing. Begin to bring attention to your breath, each breath occurring without effort, each breath a gift of God, each breath a reminder of His grace. As you inhale and exhale, begin to silently whisper, Heavenly Father, keep me in this perfect peace. Relax here for another moment, contemplating God's peace, how His sovereign grace is sufficient. Your mind will drift in and out, and that's fine. Just note the drifting, and then center once more on your breathing. Whisper, Heavenly Father, keep me in perfect peace. Let the word peace, shalom, become your centering prayer. Where does your mind drift when it slips away from God's peace? Take note of that place for a moment, that topic. Is it your health, finances, job, or maybe a relationship that robs you of peace? Take note of how it makes you feel. How does your body respond when under distress? You are safe here. God is present. Don't fight against these thoughts. Just let them come and simply note them for a moment as they drift by. Be aware and mindful of them. But as they occur, return to your breathing. Notice the beating of your heart and the peaceful path of pursuing God. Your centering thoughts on divine teaching may drift. That's normal. Just let that happen. But give it no weight and allow the awareness of your drifting return you to your breathing as God centers you on Him. Focus again on your breathing as you whisper, Heavenly Father, keep me centered in perfect peace. Now, in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings. And rather than studying each word, just be mindful of the narrative story found in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 from the New Living Translation, as though it was written by the prophet Isaiah to you in his day. My dear friend in the faith, I realize you feel like you may be walking on shifting sand, but hold on to the truth that you will be kept in perfect peace when you trust in God, when your thoughts are fixed on Him. Which words in this reading sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this inspired passage. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Which idea from this passage did you hold on to the tightest? May the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage in the New International Version. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter. The nation that keeps the faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. So trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How did you experience this passage personally? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, don't feel the need to react to the passage. Just let it soak. Let Holy Scripture unite you with God in a way that transcends words, surpasses thoughts, as you listen once again from the New International Reader's Version. Lord, you will give perfect peace to those who commit themselves to be faithful to you. That's because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. The Lord himself is the rock. The Lord will keep us safe forever. What is your heart crying out to God right now? Well, this time is now yours as a gift of prayer. So see him now. By his grace and mercy, he is available to you. So take a minute now. Pause if you need more time. But appeal to him now in your way and using your words. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to see the big city mentioned in this scripture. The heavily fortified stone walls there for your safety, for your protection, for your peace. Your perfect order, harmony, and peace. Imagine in the middle of the big city, you see a giant rock, immovable, eternal. Rest here in your imagination, sitting in the shadow of the boulder. Lean against it. You are finding peace here, so enjoy it. Rest here, enjoying being in the peaceful presence of God, for this is your purpose. So take this next minute to discern God's presence in your present reality. Take a moment here and find peace in any uncertainty that you may feel. meditate for a minute in the cool, peaceful shade of the rock of the Lord. Enjoy His presence. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's peace. As divine peace is offered to you, be aware too of someone you may meet along the way that has their own doubts and questions for God. How might God use you to reveal His peace to another? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction to remember the truth that you will be kept in perfect peace when you trust in God. When your thoughts are fixed on Him. May you know the calmness of Christ, the tranquil guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the peace of God now and always. And when you're ready, whether at day, spring, or nightfall, expect to feel some stress, but then let your mind drift back to your breathing, whispering, "Heavenly Father, keep me in perfect peace." Mindful of the peaceful state offered by the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.